When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. La 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 ni 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 do ni do ni do ni do. Welcome to the We're Not Racist
and We Love Gays
podcast.
This is your host, Lenny Sherman.
And this is your other host, Ben Adams. Benjamin Adams. Benjamin Adams.
Lend us a quid, Sherman.
Osama Bin Laden.
Lenny Moore.
Simon Lee Ben.
I'm Lenny Shaw, man.
Oh, dear. Benjamin Netanyahu.
Wow. Benjamin Netanyahu.
Is that him?
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Him.
Len. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. We are back. We are in the same space.
Yeah, we're together.
We are together. Nice. Have you been good?
Yeah. Fucking nice. Banged me head the other day.
I know. Look at
naughty.
We did discuss this on the Patreon exclusive episode, so if you want to find out the history of Lenny's cut, well, then you need to sign up. Sign up for the Patreon.
Right, I like what you did there.
Yeah. Good. Well, obviously, things have been, you know, pretty scary in the news and stuff, but we're here to lighten the mood. We're here to bring positivity
and love.
Oh, positivity. Oh, nice. Bet, to be positive.
I bet he's loving the old Israel Palestine.
Oh, I bet he is. He's like,
got him right out of the spotlight.
Thank God for that. Love it. Bit of Israel Palestine, you know.
Democratic activity in the vicinity. long word.
Yeah, that's all disappeared now, isn't it? The Russell Brand thing.
Oh, really? He started it, didn't you?
I reckon he did. You know what?
Do you reckon he paid Hamas to go and fucking do us a favour?
Hello, Hamas. It's Russell Brand here, the titacular comedian. They're like, hello, Russell. And then, yeah, he's gone, look.
Do us a favour, mate. Do us a favour, look. I've had a bit of fucking shit. I like you've seen it there, making me out to be some sort of fucking sex case.
Dirty pervert.
Just because I raped a few women in it.
Yes.
So I need you to take the heat off me. Would you be able to do a terror attack on Israel, please?
Yes.
Nothing major, just like kill a few people.
Rape a few women.
Cut a few babies' heads off, that sort of thing.
No worries, Russell. We will rape a lot of women and drag around the streets naked.
Hang on a minute.
Thank you, Russell.
Turn that fucking music. My missus with the fucking techno house music. Actually, do you know, I hate that shit music. Would you be able to go to a techno rave and start it?
We'll go to a festival, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Okay, Russell Brand, thank you very much for giving us permission to do all this terrible stuff. Thank you, bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely him.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. Come on.
Call this conspiracy theories if you want, but
who knows? Who
prove us wrong.
No, I've seen some terrible.
Prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong. I've seen some ridiculous conspiracy theories lately. The problem is now, after COVID, people got into the conspiracy theories quite a lot, and now there's some just stupid ones. You go, there's a thing now that there's a load of clones, right? And that people like Taylor Swift and celebrities.
Martin clones
have all been here before, so that they reuse the same.
Sorry
models
to interrupt. I've got about 20 pictures of Martin clones before, and then me underneath Martin clones.
That's very good.
Thank you.
That's very good. Nice. Good. But yeah, clones is apparently a thing about cloning people and bringing and then killing people off.
Hang
like
on,
Jamie Foxx and then bringing them back.
Clones is about cloning people.
Yeah, it's about cloning people, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something new every day.
You do, exactly. But yeah, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories. But I wanted to talk to you, right, because there are terrible things going on in the world and stuff. I said I was a little bit scared. You said you're not scared. I am a little bit scared. But then I am a
scaredy cat.
I am a Armageddon, I don't know what you'd call it. I'm always worried.
Pussy.
I'm always worried about the end of the world, and I always think it's coming. But is it? Who knows? But I wanted to say, like, what would you do? Say it was the end of the world, right? Because I always say, if it's the end of the world, it'd be really annoying. But if they let us know, a week beforehand, that'd be nice. Because then otherwise, you're working 9 to 5, you're going to work, and then suddenly...
You've still
go,
got holiday days.
Yeah, and they go, oh, it's the end of the world. You go, fuck, I've just worked all week, and I've wasted and my last week on Earth.
The end of the world in 7 days' time, I've got 14 days holiday to use.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, if everyone could use their holiday before the end of the world.
And I've just ordered a new joystick on Amazon. That's coming in 21 days.
But if it was the end of the world, you had a week, what would you do? If they came on the news, I don't know who's the news reader now, but they've come on the news and they've said, and now it's the end of the world in a week's time.
Mm.
Imagine that there's not loads of looting and rioting and stuff.
It's true. It's going to be the end of the world.
What?
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. It's going to be the end of the world. It's definitely going to happen. And the newsreader, she's packing up her stuff as she's saying it, saying, I'm off. 7 days. We've got 7 days. Bye, everyone. No TV signal. There's nothing on telly.
Just a clock countdown.
Yeah. With the little girl with the puppet.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would I do?
What would you do?
Would the pie mash shop still be open?
Mm.
I'll try and have pie and mash.
As long as someone else's idea of spending, you know, their idea would be to run their pie and mash shop.
Yeah, probably go. Is it winter or summer?
Winter. It's now. It's in 7 days' time.
So you go down the beach.
Yeah.
Probably just chill out indoors. Yeah. Just a bit of Netflix and that.
No, you can't watch Netflix. There's no. No one's running. No one's. There's no internet or anything.
Oh, man.
Because everyone's buggered off. Well, you might save some, yeah. Okay.
I'll read a good book.
Oh, nice.
Really good book. Chill with the Missus. Really good book. What would you do?
Drugs. So many drugs. I'd do mushrooms. I'd get a load of weed. I haven't had weed in ages, so I'd get some of that. But then would the drug dealers sell it? I don't know. They wouldn't. It'd be the end of the world. But yeah, I'd do that. I'd probably get
a car. Do a good deal on it.
They probably would, yeah.
You've got all this stock, yeah.
But then no one needs money.
Just give it away.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Probably keep it though, wouldn't they, for themselves? I don't know.
Well,
it's a tricky one. Let's cross that bridge when it comes.
Well, basically, we'll presume that there are drugs.
I wish you'd have given me an heads up on this question, because I could have given it a serious thought.
Oh, I didn't really. I'm just thinking what I'd definitely do.
Okay.
And then I'd get a car, and I'd drive somewhere, maybe drive to Scotland. That'd be nice.
Might be a headache.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's going to be on the roads, aren't they? Everyone's going to think that it's
that's
not really
just a long drive, isn't it? Do you enjoy driving?
Yeah, I love driving. Go
through all the speed cameras. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be. That's probably the only crime. Would you commit any crimes?
Wouldn't be worth killing anyone, would it?
Maybe Sadiq Khan. Just go and
give him a
first
good
thing to do. Just go and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Just,
yeah, take him away somewhere, talk to him. Really fucking...
Yeah.
Go to town on that little cunt. There'd probably be loads of people doing it.
Yeah, that'd be a community thing, wouldn't it? Everyone would be like, right, let's get Sadiq Khan.
First thing we do.
Anyone want any drugs? Yeah. Deal them out. Kill Sadiq Khan.
But don't kill him.
No?
Beat him up. Make it ongoing.
Oh, cool. Blimey, okay.
Yeah, no.
For the whole 7 days?
That'd be too good killing him.
Yeah, wow.
Put him out a bit.
But you don't want to waste the rest of your 6 days.
That'd be great, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
It would be fun.
Maybe. Drag him, tie him to the back of a car and drag him across all the ULEZ areas, through the Blackwall Tunnel now.
Bash him with
you know, like
ULEZ
they used to
car.
Do in, like, the Old West?
It's getting a bit psycho now. Now. I mean, yeah.
You said you wanted to torture him.
Well, you said beat up Sadiq.
Yeah, I said beat him up, maybe kill him. But that quickly, done. Oh. Get it over and done with. Bang.
We'll be right back in just a minute. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, podcast listeners. It's Derek Igloo here. Podcast listeners, if you enjoy the show and want to support us, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. www.patreon.com/WNRWLG. You'll get access to exclusive perks, early episodes, behind-the-scenes content, and Patreon-only episodes. Please join the Patreon community and support us, your friends, your brothers. Thanks for your support. To adjust the script needed to match your podcast style and tone. Join the Patreon, you mug. Geezer.
Anyway, Sadiq Khan, if you're listening, sure you are. Just a bit of fun. We don't mean it, do we?
No, we don't mean it.
Fucking watch yourself, though, you little cunt.
Fucking watch out. As soon as it's the end of the world, mate, you are dead.
You're the first cunt we're
fucking little bastard.
Be the end of the world with you, son. you better hope the fucking world carries on.
Yeah.
You fucking new les and fucking cunts charging for the Blackwall Tunnel and some other tunnel now, and all.
I know.
Charge it for everything.
Anyway. I know, bastards. But, you know, that's going to help climate change.
He's fucking headache, there you go. He's talking about headaches. You ever notice how people say, oh, I was chatting to my missus, I've got a bad headache.
Yeah.
I thought, what? What's that? Opposed to a good headache.
Yeah. Oh, I've got quite a good headache today. Have
you
ever read that?
Oh, well, nice. You seem in a good mood, didn't you? Oh, I've got an headache. But, yeah, one people of the good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a really bad cold. They say.
As a cold, you've got a cold.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I've got a headache. Everyone gets headaches, but this one is bad.
Oh, don't ruin my
carry on.
Premise.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
That's what we're doing. That's how that joke works. You're like playing dumb. You're going, a bad headache. All headaches are bad, though. Don't like explain the joke. And then they're lost in that reality. So that's the funny thing. Bad. It's like, oh, yes. What's the matter? I've got an headache. Yeah. Oh, it's really good. I'm like, really lovely sensation.
All right, I've got a headache.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I've just come from my headache. Oh, yeah. Real.
Really good thing for a headache.
What?
Coming.
Is it?
Yeah, if you have a wank when you're...
got an headache?
Yeah, got an headache. Gets rid.
What?
Little tip for you. If you've got an headache...
Ben's Medical Corner.
Have you tried wanking, sir?
Let's go to the doctor. Sir. Hello, doc. Oh.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, I've got this fucking headache.
Right.
I've got...
Okay, is it a bad one?
It's a bad headache, oh. Yeah. Not a good one. Nice. Oh, I'm fucking kidding me. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I don't want to buy paracetamols.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
I can't afford them anymore with Salicylic and all these fucking charges.
First things first, have we got you on antidepressants?
No.
Right, okay. Well, we'll get you on those. That's the first thing we need to do. And secondly, with this headache, have you tried wanking?
Excuse me?
Masturbating.
I've masturbated before, yeah.
Right,
what's
okay.
That got to do with it?
Well, that would help your headache. We do find that masturbating helps headaches. Tell you what,
write me out a prescription.
Yeah, I'll give you a prescription. Where's your local pharmacy?
Just down the bottom of the High Street.
Nice. The High Street, good. Got it here. Okay, so basically, go along there. I'll give you the prescription, go along there, and you know the little methadone room?
Okay, yeah.
Well, now it's methadone, but it's also wanking for headaches.
The wanking room.
So go in there. There might be another guy there taking his methadone, but try not to let that put you off. And go there twice a week.
And that'll get rid of it,
And that'll get rid of your headache, yeah.
Thank you very much.
No worries. And make sure you tick that you're on Universal Credit so you get it for free.
Free wanking?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Otherwise, you've got to pay £9.
£9 a wank?
£9 a wank. Well, prescription charge, isn't it?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doc.
That's all right.
And scene. Why did you throw the antidepressants line in?
Because they're always trying to push antidepressants on you.
Yeah, but that weren't the joke.
No, but
we was in the cutting room.
We was in the cutting room
editing that. Yeah, we'll chuck that out.
I'd go, I like that. That's your
ego talking. That's not what it was. It was a wanking sketch.
Yeah, but I was making it a little bit more.
We're cutting that.
Deep.
Cutting room floor.
All right, fair enough.
Dead.
There we go.
Ego.
Let us know, gang.
Yeah. If next time you get another have a wank, let us know your results.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's good. I think
it definitely helps.
I promise you. Yeah. No, I promise you, it does. Definitely does. So that's wanking.
Wanking is good. I say wanking makes you go blind, doesn't it?
Apparently, yeah. I don't know. I don't tend to do it that often anymore.
Yeah.
No, when I was a kid, I was always at it, constantly, like, never stopped, shagging everything. I've gone into it before, haven't I, how much I used to, you know, shag the sofa, do all this, do all that. And
that's not wanking, that's...
Wow!
That's having sex.
It's self-love. It's self-love.
Yeah.
But, oh, I'll tell you what, I was thinking the other day, right? So I was looking into sex robots. Not that I want one.
Research for the podcast.
I was just researching, but
for the podcast,
they are looking very realistic now, right? And once they get to the point where they can have a conversation with you,
that's when you don't want them. That's yeah. what they're trying to stop.
All right, no, I don't want this anymore. Whoa. No, but they'd be having a conversation.
Nagging you.
No, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't, because they'd be like the perfect. You'd be able to
program
it into what you want it to talk about. So mine would be like, oh, should we watch Ghostbusters? I'm like, yes, of course. And then do you want to have sex with me after? I do, yeah, that would be nice.
And
but if you don't want to, there's no pressure.
Let me cook you dinner.
Oh, no, I like cooking dinner. I'd cook the robot dinner.
Right, let me, why don't you cook me dinner? Robot. Wait.
Eating it. Oh, this is lovely. Yeah, but it'd be so nice.
You'd have to put in a digestive system into this robot.
Oh, yeah, there will be. Yeah.
Robot's out. Where's the robot? Itself. You're just having a shit.
It just goes in, and when it shits out, it shits the shitting robot.
New invention.
They used to do that with dolls when I was a kid. I used to see dolls, and then to sell it, they'd be like, this one shits.
Did they get that far? I remember one crying, maybe even wetting himself.
And shits. I'm sure there's a shitting doll.
If there ain't, there should be.
There should be. That's what little girls want. They like the dolls to be really realistic.
Teach them real life.
Oh.
But in terms of sex robots, I think it would take off. I think a lot of people
could be the breakthrough.
Yeah. I think women would be in trouble, personally, if there was sex robots.
Wow.
I think they'd be in trouble. But then I suppose you couldn't have a... But then, I don't know. Could you have a kid with a sex robot?
No.
Yeah, but if it's already got to the... I mean, you never know. Maybe you could...
Or develop a robot that reproduces...
Maybe it stores it somewhere. You send that off like a little capsule.
You're just going on and on with this robot until it actually becomes a woman.
Yeah, but...
And then you're back to square one.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, we need new robots.
Some things have just best left alone.
Yeah, but this is happening with the robot. Okay, here's a question for you. This is a controversial one.
Have you ever fucked a robot, a sex doll?
No, but I've shagged a fleshlight, and it's very nice.
What's a fleshlight?
A fleshlight looks like a torch. But it's not. It's got a little vagina in it. And you have to heat it up in the bath. This sounds... It's a lot of prep
It's a
involved.
Sex toy. I've
it's a sex
it.
Toy.
I'm just saying it for the benefit of anyone who don't know.
You put it in the bath, hot bath, and...
It warms it up.
It warms it up.
So it feels like a warm fanny.
It's very nice.
Is it?
Very nice. Not only that, unlike a real fanny, it's not attached to a bloody... No, it's... It's all ribbed inside. You can chew. It's bloody. I mean, it's very good.
No spots.
And nowadays, you can get mechanical ones where they actually like move. But I don't like I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't trust the
malfunction.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that.
Banging trouble.
But banging trouble.
Banging. Yeah.
But yeah. I did. Yeah, the fleshlight's very, very good. So if it was like that. But so what was I going to say? Controversial, right? So you got these sex robots, right?
Mm.
Would you agree, which is happening in Japan, say someone's a paedophile, right?
Mm.
They get given a little child robot, sex robot,
right. That
looks like a kid. Is that right or is it wrong?
Well, clearly it's wrong, it's waltz, but are you saying in a sense that they'd be fucking this instead of a kid?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's like the argument when they say about kiddie porn. Well, it's already out there.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Let them, I know, because there's... I'm just saying that's the argument. I'm not saying that's something I agree with. But, you come up with some weird shit. totally knocked me off guard.
Philosophical question. I think... No, I don't think it's a good idea because... It depends how realistic these dolls are, then you might get used to it, and then I don't like the idea of it. It's like if you play a video game too
long.
Hang
on, that's a philosophical question.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending the question in, Phil.
It's always doing it.
Do send your questions in, by all means, and your poems, of course, will be going. We've got...
No, cheers, Phil. No,
thank you, Phil.
Yeah.
It's a weird question.
I hope he's not a bit.
Yeah, he's just... Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
We will, yeah,
because
he
is on the Patreon.
Yeah, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I've got to just change something on here a minute. Yeah, go on, carry on.
Okay, I think it's not a good idea because it might, if you're playing a video game too long.
Yeah,
saying you're playing GTA all the time, right? And let's face it, this paedophile is probably fucking this. Child robot 24/7.
I mean, yeah.
So he's going to be And also, I don't know, if you watch a lot of porn, which is, this is, it can fuck your brain up, so you start seeing women as sex objects.
Yeah.
So I think... I think it probably wouldn't be a good idea. I think they wouldn't know the difference. They'd be like, well, this robot loves me and it's fine for this, so why not a child? I don't know. It's not. It's a very grey area.
Maybe something we don't need to worry about.
Well, no, but it's nice to talk about these things, isn't it? It's nice to question and go, oh, well, why is it? You know, there's not many.
No, I'm going to say no. Just kill the paedophile. If it's up to me, just, I know some people won't agree with that, but if you're a paedophile, kill yourself. That would be the best way.
It's tough because...
Do you know the thing is with paedophiles? I hate them. We don't condemn paedophilia.
No, we do condemn it. We don't condone it.
Whoa. What an error to make. We don't condone it. Imagine, do you think anyone plans to be a paedophile?
Of course they don't. No, of course they don't.
So imagine, like, all of a sudden, like, sitting here just living a normal, all of a sudden, like, say the kid, ooh, oh, fuck, I'm a pedo.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. And then you have to keep
the thing is, right, and like I say, we don't like them, but they, I don't think they choose to be a paedophile. No one wakes up and they go, oh, do you know what? I think I might become a paedophile.
Oh, I was thinking about that. Yeah, no,
that we're... On the other hand, and this is, you know, this is interesting, just putting it out there, and there, but for the grace of God, Guy, we all make mistakes. You've got these junkies and alcoholics, homeless people,
mm-hmm.
who, if you've seen about, you know, a lot of junkies or alcoholics, which is something, and God bless them, we all make mistakes, any of us make, but that's something they do through choice, and you see them sitting outside begging and all that, and you're giving them money, and they go buy drugs with it. So, I mean, they have done really. It's a bad choice. It's sort of but point being,
it's still a choice you're making.
They done, yeah. That's their fuck up. God, it sounds like you're pro paedophile.
No,
really,
of course it's not. No.
But point being, how unlucky are you? The roll of the dice that you're born a paedophile.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point.
So here's the thing.
They should really do that because they do this with like racism. Where they go, oh, they didn't choose to be born that colour and all that. That's sort of like an argument.
Well, they do. It is an argument for paedophilia. This is what the trans.
I don't know why the paedophiles should really step up and as far as the old lefties ain't all over this. No one chooses to be a paedophile.
But honestly, this is a movement that's going on at the moment.
Oh, there is
this
one.
This is. There's an organisation, boy love, girl love. There's an actual flag in the LGBTQIA2S community for paedophiles, right?
They say about that.
There is a flag, trust me. I don't know if it's completely included, but there is definitely set of that.
Before you start upsetting the
I don't need to.
Gay community, we've got a big gay following.
We have got a big gay following, but I'm telling you, this is real, right? And they're trying to fight for...
So you're saying the LGBT have included pedos?
But they are... There is a certain
sect... Get the context right.
There's a certain sect of them that are trying to show it as a sexual orientation, which is...
Well, it is.
...what we're saying, right?
It is, obviously, but it's not...
But you can't... It comes down to consent, doesn't it? They say that...
But the idea of that LGBT is like, oh, we're oppressed, we're solidarity sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which paedophiles are oppressed, I suppose.
To me,
technically,
there's a lot of difference between a gay man having sex with a 15-year-old boy than a paedophile having sex with like a very young child. There's a bit of a difference.
There's levels. They're both bad.
They're both bad. Sure, both bad. But there are levels. And I think they're saying it is a sexual orientation. But here's where the rub lies. Here lies
pardon,
the rub.
Pardon the pun.
Now... Don't take me, don't, I'm just trying be...
No, you're looking weak.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, with the trans thing, right, a lot of it comes from being abused as a kid, right? A lot of people that are trans or abused as kids is fucked up their brain a little bit. They don't know what gender they are, right? That is a fact. There's no real scientific evidence for that, but it is a fact. With a brass eye there.
It's not a fact, but it is a fact.
So I imagine the same with paedophilia. A lot of people that are paedophiles were fucked as children.
Yeah, and they say that, like all of them. You can go, it's like when they go, my dad was an alcoholic. And a lot of the times they have two kids, say an abusive relationship, mum and dad, the dad was a fucking drunk or whatever. And then one of the kids ends up doing well, and the other one becomes the same. So again, that's you. This is what we've touched on before with the positivity. You can be the victim. And go, oh, my dad was abused me. Yeah. So some people like well, I was treated like shit, and I was going to make sure my kids were never. And you use that as strength. You use that to drive. Yeah.
But what I'm saying,
I don't think that gives them the right.
No. It doesn't.
You're not saying you're.
But I'm saying if you're a little boy, right? Say you're a little boy, and you're getting shagged in the arse every day, right?
Yeah.
You can see how that might turn your brain into, oh, maybe I feel myself,
it'd be traumatic.
Yeah. And, but yeah, so, what are we talking about? But it's all a very, it's a dodgy area, a scary thing. But I think, to conclude, I don't like the idea of child sex robots.
any child sex. Yeah, let's just say... child sex is bad.
It is bad. That's unless it's saying. Between two
That's
children.
The moral of this story. No, fucking kids is bad. Yeah. Newsflash. Just in case anyone didn't know.
Just in case.
It's an educational podcast.
I watched...
if you take anything away from this, child sex is bad. They're probably listening going, oh, fuck. I'm planning to fuck a kid this afternoon.
Oh, no. Well, that's my plan.
And the ego on us. It's like, they're going to stop now because we've told them.
No, not at all. People won't
see
stop.
It on the news. Newsflash, the We're Not Racist and We Love Gays podcast, pure paedophilia. But how did you do it? We told them not to do it.
Yeah.
Well, we do have influence.
We do have influence, yeah. Shouldn't underestimate a lot of ourselves. Do you know what? There'll be a lot of people out there, a lot of paedophiles listening going,
We was number three in the paedophile podcast.
We're not proud of it. We're not proud of it, but yeah, we were.
They love us.
They do love us. They do love us. They like our...
I think it's a good thing. We actually had an email from...
oh, let me get it out.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Terry the Nonce.
And
he says, hi guys, Terry the Nonce here. I've been a nonce all my life. At my peak, I was fucking 10 kids a week. But since I listen to your podcast, it distracts me from fucking kids. And I'm now currently on one kid a day.
Terry, try and go down to zero, but we're really well done, though.
We're not
proud of him, but...
Proud of the progress you're making.
Yeah, the progress, yeah.
Yeah, in that sense. Yeah.
I think he should change his name as well.
I mean, look,
you go around calling yourself Terry the Nonce, you're going to...
Yeah, it's how positive affirmations work. Yeah. You're sort of affirming what you are.
Yeah.
Why don't you say, change it to Terry not a nonce?
Yeah, Terry not a nonce.
I probably just don't mention the nonce. Just call yourself Terry. Terry's fine.
Yeah, but maybe that's his birth name. Maybe nonce is...
Terry the Nonce.
Yeah, maybe you'd have to change that by default.
I wonder where he sent a picture there. He looks like he's from like the Middle East.
Mm.
The Nonce. Is that some sort of foreign name?
They're not. Maybe there is like a little flick above the E, so maybe it's like they're not.
Maybe we're pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, maybe. Terry, they're not.
Terry Lenon.
Terry Lenon. Yeah, that will be it. Okay, fair enough.
I'm not sure. It might well be Terry Lenon.
It might well be.
Change your name, though, because written down, it does sort of like
it does
affirming
like
that you're a nonce.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
I would change. But thank you for the email. And
cheers,
thanks,
Terry.
Thanks for supporting the podcast. And I would get on the Patreon just to get rid of that one more.
Yeah. Get down to zero kids a week. Yeah.
And let us know how you're getting on.
I watched, it's a little film recommendation for you. I watched The Sound of Freedom, right, which was hailed to be this right-wing load of crap. Nothing right-wing in it. It's a really, really good film about child trafficking and a guy that goes in and saves. It's not pro-child trafficking. It's not really, it highlights like a real problem. And I was amazed that.
Can we stop talking about.
Yes, I
fucking,
know. I'm just saying.
Oh, we're on it now. It's a theme, isn't it?
It's a theme. The Sound of Freedom, it was really good. I've never seen a film like
it. The child abuse episode.
Yeah. And you should watch it, basically, because I haven't seen a film talk about that thing. And
what's
it's about
called?
The Sound of Freedom.
Where is it? Netflix?
It was at the cinema. It'll be out soon, I imagine. But Netflix turned it down. This is what's weird about it. This is where the right-wing thing comes in, because it's like a conspiracy. Because everyone turned it down. No one wanted it to come out. It took 5 years, and eventually...
What's it about again, sorry?
It's about child sex trafficking. It's about...
That's quite interesting.
People, it's really good. It's about kids getting, like, kidnapped. You know, a bit like Madeleine McCann, that case. You know the one.
Kidnapping.
Kidnapping, if it was.
I'm aware of kidnapping, Ben, yeah.
No, but they show real footage of, like CCTV of these kids just getting snatched. Like, it takes, like, a second. It's really bad.
Awful to watch.
It's awful to watch, but this guy, Tim Ballard, is a bloody hero. And the whole time you're going, yes, come on! And it's really good. It's how he took down, like... they wanted to make an island, a paedophilia island, basically. They seem to love their islands, the big paedophiles. But it's really good. I'd give it a watch.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They should raid all these islands.
Mm. Yeah, they should.
We might have solved them.
Why don't they?
Just any island.
You know what? They've got a whole book full of famous paedophiles that went to Epstein's Island, but they won't do anything about that. But Russell Brand, get him down. You know, not take the point. Him down. No, but I'm just saying. It's annoying. Okay.
Let's talk about islands. Like, yeah, I think we're onto something there.
Islands.
Islands are a hotbed for paedophiles.
They are, yeah, yeah. It's something about the note. Like,
raid the islands, guys.
Rapey islands.
Raid the islands.
Oh, raid the island, right. Raid the islands. Raid the rapey islands.
Actually,
yes.
Do you know what? While we're on the thought of sex and stuff, should we do a poem?
Yeah, I think we should.
Lenny's Poetry Corner.
Who's starting? Me?
Take it away.
Okay.
Benjamin.
A lot of people.
That's what my girlfriend calls you.
Really?
Benjamin. Oh,
nice to know.
Benjamin.
Do you know what I'll call her?
No.
No, I'm joking.
Anyway.
People at school used to say bend over a lot. They used to go, ha.
Lenny Sherbert. The best Lenny one, Sherbert. My favourite, I might call it Chicken Shermaine.
Nice.
I quite like that
one. I wrote Chicken Shermaine. Nice. I like the one you said.
What?
The Fish Sherman. I liked it.
Fee Sherman.
Fee Sherman.
Yeah, if I had a daughter called her Fiona and she called herself Fee, it'd be Fee Sherman. Fish Sherman.
Poem.
Yeah.
What do I like in the sack? I shall tell you. Listen up, Jack.
Twist my nipples, lick my bum. Some of the things that make me come. Wait there.
Great big twig up my ass. Hang on. Great big twig up my ass. No thanks, mate. I think I'll pass.
Suck a cock, go away. I like women. I'm not gay.
Fannies are my thing. They are great. Get right in there and give it a plate.
Do you know what a plate is?
Yeah.
Like a
mott, they call it up north.
Oh, right. In with the willy. Up it goes. Pull it out and come on her toes.
Get dressed up, put on a show. Dance all sexy, you dirty hoe.
Saucy secretary, wearing glasses. Tits are nice, so are arses.
Bit of lube, hamster in a tube. Up the arse, don't be a prude.
Piss on my face, piss on my leg. Go to town, make me beg.
Cover your body with donkey shit. Then make me lick it off your tit.
Suffocate me, punch me in the head. Keep on going until I'm dead.
And now's the bit I want the most. Keep on going. I'm a horny ghost.
These are the things that I like when I fuck. Love the podcast, guys. Best of luck.
Amazing. Very good. And that's from?
Philosophical.
Philosophical from Belfast. Nice.
He's been busy this week, hasn't he?
He has been very busy. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for the question.
He sent a question as well earlier.
Oh, that was good. This has been a very sexual episode.
He's very open... Should we talk about the poem a bit?
He wants to get
adventurous.
Well, he said donkey shit on licking off donkey shit off a tit. Jesus.
I mean, just getting donkey shit is not an easy task.
No, that's going to be hard.
I wonder if he lives in Belfast. I wonder if he lived at Blackpool or in a zoo or something or near a zoo.
He could do, yeah.
Donkey shit, that's quite a lot of effort.
He's getting a text of his missus, I'm looking forward to tonight. Don't forget the donkey shit.
Hamster up the arse. They used to say that about celebrities, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Who was it? Richard Gere. He apparently had a hamster up his arse. I don't know why you'd want that.
That was a rumour they started, wasn't it?
Apparently it's like scratches like the inside of it.
People
do that with their pisshole as well. P-hole. Urethra.
What?
Well, they like stuff down there to feel the inside of it. It's a bit weird. Have you had
there.
A docking?
What's docking? I've heard it. Well, tell me. Is it where they touch helmets?
It's where you get a cock like that, and then you put your foreskin over the other cock, and you you dock, basically.
I'm with you. I like a ship. Yeah, that makes sense.
But they've also there's also videos that I have seen where another cop goes into another man's piss hole.
Do you remember that?
Disgusting.
Any long time listeners will know this. When we used to do the podcast years ago, and the original, the first time,
yeah,
we used to have a bit at the end. What was
showing you gay porn?
Yeah, was it? Did we have a name for it?
I can't remember.
But basically, we had to watch gay porn and see how long I could last.
Not last, but without wanting to watch it anymore.
Thank you for that. And then we sort of like both watched it, and then it became it's just too easy in the end.
We become
conditioned to it.
Yeah.
And then we was watching like twisted shit. I remember the site about, you know, them traffic cones. You're sticking them up.
The eye of the bell, multicultural eye.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see, the multicultural eye.
What other ones? Like felching. What's felching?
Felching is...
Do you know what that is?
That is where you come into a man's arsehole and then suck it out.
With a straw.
Is it with a straw? I don't think a straw is needed, but maybe that's...
Oh, some do, some... I don't know. Any felchers out
right.
there?
You got... Don't forget the straw. You got the donkey
he
shit.
I know he didn't, Phil.
No, felching. Tromboning.
I like the way Phil... made the point of great big twig up my arse.
Yeah, I like that.
No thanks. I think I'll put
like people, that's a known that's, thing.
Like someone's gonna do it.
Yeah, like people are constantly saying, "Oh, you should try twig up the arse."
Few, they're like turning up with a twig. Whoa! No twig.
That's too far for me.
Like it's a norm.
Yeah.
Norm Island. That's how they pronounce it.
Norn Island.
Do you remember that joke you used to do with the balaclava?
Yeah.
When he's doing stand up.
I used to go
you'd get a balaclava on.
No. I'd go Are you alright? Nice question, isn't it? What does it sound like in a Northern Irish accent? And I used to turn around,
put the balaclava on
and go, Airy. A-R-E. Didn't get a laugh last time I did it. People were very offended. One guy got really angry, walked out, and he was like, "Yeah, I fucking come from Belfast, you cunt." Literally, that's what happened.
It
was only a bit of fun. It's a bit of a cheesy, silly joke. You know what they're like. They're a bit like Scousers.
Are they? I know. I remember when...
so angry about it.
I remember when I was a bouncer at Termills many moons ago. It's when the old Eastern Europeans first come over. And they had a load of them working as stewards. Like Polish and Russians, I remember particularly, because I always remember one, this Polish geezer, you had a row with a Russian one. He walked off, I remember his story going, "Fucking Russians!" I remember that. And we used to sing at, we used to be on the front door singing, and we used to, like, have songs. And I remember the little Russian fella, bless him, we were like about 25, 30, we were like big, muscly geezers and that. And there's a skinny little Russian kid about like 18, 19. And I remember he tried to join in, he came in, like, we'd sing songs and that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what songs?
Just like some, this other geezer, Rob Lopez, who I work with, black geezer. He looked like, here's a funny story, just a little side thing. He reckons, you know, the geezer out of the royal family, Ricky, the dad.
Ricky Tomlinson.
There's a story about, apparently years ago, he used to be in the NF in the 70s, which is National Front.
Oh, National Front,
which is like a big right wing thing in the 70s. Keep the blacks out, all that sort of stuff, right? And, slightly different then. It's probably just a bit like nationalist or whatever. Anyway,
I think it was keep the blacks out.
Yeah, well, all right, maybe I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But it probably would when you hear the rest of this story, actually.
Okay.
This Rob, the black guy, he looked, he had this look about him. And when I tell you what he said to him, that's what he looked like. Because I don't want to give away.
Right.
So he was working at this like restaurant cum club thing, right? And
The bouncer, Rob,
this black guy.
And Ricky Thompson came in.
He was in there with a party.
Right, got you.
And all there, and the manager came up and said, "Oh, they haven't paid the bill. Can you go and ask them to pay the bill?" So he's gone up to Ricky Tomlinson. He's gone, "Yeah, can you pay the bill, please?" And he went to him, "Fuck off, Sammy Davis Jr." And they had a tear up. They was rolling around the floor having a tear up.
Jesus, wow.
Ricky Thompson. But back to the other story. So this Rob, he looked a bit like Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Did he have a little tash?
No, it was black.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
Right,
yeah. It was black. That's not the joke. He did look a bit like Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
And, not just because he's black. That was a little fun joke.
It was just a joke.
Don't you sound weak, Ben? It wasn't a joke. I meant it.
Yeah.
It does. No, okay. No, so someone could cut that and use it out of context.
Exactly. That wasn't.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was actually his twin brother. So, yeah. Identical twin brother of Sammy Davis. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's weird there. Anyway, this young Russian guy, we'd sing songs of that, and like, we're all big, scary bands, and he got all like, plucked up the courage to come and join in. I'll never forget, he'd come out and he went, "What I gotta do to make you love me?" Remember the Elton John song?
Yeah.
The way he said it, though, he come out, he just like, we're standing, we'd start a little song off.
Yeah.
When I was my band, we used to do some like stupid things as bouncers. We like standing like to have a laugh and that. Me and my mate, we used to like take fake videos, cameras of each other, like pretend cameras standing, and just like people must have think we was fucking mad. But I remember that when we'd sing songs, yeah, he come out and start with me, "What I gotta do to make you love?" We just pissed ourselves laughing. Oh, it's so funny. Fucking Russians. That's the
nice.
That was that story.
That's good. Different cultures coming together, having a laugh, singing songs, and getting racially attacked by Ricky Tomlinson.
Yeah,
nice, lovely.
It was all fun and games. A lot of fun in violence as well. By the way,
I bet. Yeah, I bet there is a lot of fun in violence. I met someone the other day who was a Millwall fighter.
Millwall Freedom Fighter.
One of those Millwall Freedom Fighters. He said, "Where are you from, mate?" He loved me. I don't know what he was obsessed. Kept talking to me.
Why wouldn't he love you?
Ah, oh, it's true. And he was like, "Where are you from?" I said,
"Where'd you meet him?"
When I was filming.
Right.
And
what was he doing there?
He was security.
Paint a picture, Ben.
He was a security man. He was stood by some toilets, some public toilets, and he kept going on about how they stunk of piss. It's like, well, they would, mate, wouldn't they? Their toilets. And he kept going, "Come over here.
Do you know that?
Come over here and smell this.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
Who else does it? I'll do this. I walk into a public toilet, go to the toilet, and some dirty cunt's had a shit.
Yeah.
You're like, that's what it's for, though.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you do think it, didn't you?
Oh, it smells like shit.
You go, some cunt's had a shit. But then there's a sort of logic to it. You think, I wouldn't shit in a public toilet unless it's an emergency.
Oh, it's always an emergency when I shit. It's always an emergency.
Do that shit indoors. Come put up your own.
I won't be able to get home in time, honestly. Once that doors open, it flies out. But he loved me anyway, and he kept going, come over here and smell the piss. And I was like, I don't want to. And then he was there, said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Portsmouth." He went, "Best fight of my life in Portsmouth." Yeah, the best fight, it was great. And I was like, oh, good.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a fight with this fight. It was a one-punch knockout, this other kid. And I don't know, he'd been digging me out. There was a bit of tension between us.
Right.
And we ran the back of the fucking geography at school days, about 13 or something, having a snout, break time. Someone's got a packet of snout. The old silk cut or Benson's.
Oh,
10 Benson's. And I didn't get off at one or something. I said something, and I accidentally spat on him when I spoke. And he said to him, he went, "Fucking, I want the news, not the weather." I was saying, got a bit saucy.
What did he say? "I want the news, not the weather."
I want the news, not the weather. I was saying, like, that's a saying, isn't it?
It's quite funny.
It's quite, yeah, it was a saying. He didn't just write it on the spot.
No, it was a known
saying, yeah. And yeah, it was still quite funny. It's one of them little sayings you use.
I imagine you and your friends, that's all you just back and forth with all these little phrases.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the suit, not the weather. You got me here like two eels and a liquor.
I'll give him a right hand and wallop and just fucking...
Straight away after that?
Something like that. It's been building up between us. He pushed me or he said something. It was building up and I just fucking give him a doughboy, give him a right hand. I fucking put him on his ass. Yeah.
Give him Pillsbury.
Give him a fucking done him. And I went, "Cop hold of that sailor boy." Don't know why I said that. No context at all. "Cop hold of that sailor boy." And it went all quiet. And then one of my other mates, he went, "Cop hold of that sailor boy." It's really funny. Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff like that. Violence is really funny sometimes. Oh. And a lot of times when we just go football and that, or in them, like, I just come from circles where a lot of people would fight a lot and all this. And It went off and fucking the telling the story. It's really funny. Yeah. It's more people forget that. There's a lot of Violence gets a bad rap, but there is a lot of humour in Violence.
There's a lot of camaraderie, you know.
Yeah, oh, camaraderie, big time. But no, the humour. Sayings, back to sayings, another one. I remember years ago, I was at this girlfriend. I just met her, not long known her, and I went to see her. And there was, we went to some like their mates had a caravan or something. And yeah. Everyone went there. I was doing a barbecue, and she went, "You got a match?" I went, "Yeah, your face and my ass, right?"
Classic.
It's an old saying,
right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And my mum used to say, "You got a match? Your face and my ass." Just an old saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't known the bird 5 minutes, right? And then all the girls went off somewhere, and the lads were having a beer. And like, might have even been, that was hours later.
Right.
She pulled me up, she went, "Oh, I see the honeymoon period's over."
Oh, for God's sake.
I said, "What are you talking about?" I didn't have a clue what she was talking about. It was just like,
it was 4 hours ago.
When I asked you for a match, you went, "Your face and my ass." I went, "No, it's just a saying."
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't mean nothing by it.
Fair enough.
I always remember that.
I am.
She was really upset and all. And she'd been carrying that for hours.
Did you hear what he said to me? He said, my face doesn't look like his ass, does it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, Karen. It doesn't. When I was going out with a girl from Texas, I called her Karen. A cow. Because I went, "Oh, shut up, you silly cow," like as a joke. Thinking, but because of the culture difference, she cried and thought I was calling her fat. She was like, "He called me a cow." I'm like, no, I meant
fat.
It like...
Cows ain't fat.
Well, this is what I thought. I was just like, "Oh, you silly cow." Like,
it just, yeah, don't mean...
You know, like a woman, like, from like an old sitcom, away, yeah. Like Nora Batty.
No, they
type.
Do say it's like a little cockney, joke. "Oh, you silly little moo."
There was a guy at school who tried to come up with like cockney phrases, and he said, he tried to get this going, "You've got more lemon than a KFC wet wipe." My son, he added as well.
Bit shit.
It is shit. He was called Michael Larkham, and he shagged a girl, and he couldn't come. So everyone called him Michael Lark can't come. Yep, classic.
That's funny.
That was funny. It did make me laugh. But yeah.
My cock can't come.
Yeah, he's dead now, of course. But
is he?
No. I don't know. He might be.
You don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't. He was a right knob.
If he is dead, RIP Michael.
He was a right knob.
If any of his family members are listening, just passed away last week.
The Lark can't comes are all sat around listening. Anyway, right.
I know. Oh, look, he's mentioning Michael. Oh.
Oh, dear.
They're mocking his death. She got killed by Hamas. He was at a rave in Israel.
He loved raving. He did actually love raving.
He could well have done. I hope he didn't. I don't know. Well,
you know,
it's a tough one. Listen, if his family are listening,
we're sorry.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Michael Larkham.
Larkham
can't come.
Can't come anymore.
He can't come
anymore. That's for sure. If he will, he might be alive. But he might still not be able to come. Oh, who knows?
Who knows? Maybe
might have
had
a sex change. Might have had it chopped off.
Yeah, good. Anyway, whatever sex or gender you are, Michael, if you're alive or if you're not, I wish you all the best.
If you're a ghost and you're listening, we have got a very big ghost
following. Big paranormal following.
Very big in the paranormal world.
We are, massively.
Number
five?
In the paranormal podcast.
That's the last time I looked, last time I checked. Now, I think that's it. I think we're good.
Right,
it's been lovely to be back together.
Good episode.
Great episode. Lovely stuff. So thanks very much, guys. And remember, what was the sailor thing you said?
The what?
What was the sailor thing you said? You like that, you old sailor?
Cop hold of that, sailor boy. No, it's like one of them.
Cop hold of that, sailor boy. I like it. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in like an action film.
Cop hold of that, sailor boy. He weren't gay either. That's like a bit of a gay slur, isn't it, sailor boy?
Yeah, yeah. They used to go, "Have you got someone on your shoe?" And you go, "What?" And they go, "Ooh."
Yeah.
Lots of stuff like that.
Just randomly come. I didn't even think about it. It just come out of my mouth. Weird.
Nice.
Funny, though.
Nice. Good. Couple out of that.
Bit psycho, maybe.
Nah, it was good. I liked it.
I'm a psycho. Remember that joke? We used to go, "You're mad me." Ooh. Oh, they're the worst people, weren't they? You don't really hear that. I ain't heard that for a little while. Yeah. Yeah. I'm bloody mental, mate.
Don't mind me. I'm a bit crazy. Awful. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Sign up for the Patreon.
Yes. Spread the word.
Very good exclusive Patreon episode coming on Monday. Thanks a lot, guys. See you later.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again Tulips from Amsterdam.
I was speaking to someone the other day, and they said that a lot of people don't really know what Patreon is. They don't really. It's a new thing.
What?
If you don't know what Patreon is, look, it's a way that you can basically tip us for entertainment. You can support us, but you get lots of stuff in return. So you might have heard of like buyusacoffee.com or something, so where you tip people for online stuff.
Services.
Well, it's like that, but with this, you get extra content, you get extended versions of the podcast, you get video versions, you get every week there's a Patreon exclusive episode. I mean, it's great.
And ultimately, we're doing a service. Can you pay us, please?
Yeah.
It costs us time and money. And we need a bit of support. It's just a little bit of gratitude. You know, like if you watch a busker or something, you give them a bit of dough. Someone comes round, decorates your house, you pay them.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we got to survive too. So any help you can get, we'd be very grateful.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.